This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
His headline on BrownZone.com, analysis, four takeaways from another disheartening defeat. And Scott gets into it really well. He joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
So riddle me this one, and we've all thrown this out. I've heard it from Dan, from me, from you have 395 yards passing, no interceptions, and you lose by 21. What? how does yeah. that happen?
It's hard to do.
Well, I think
you
sure
miss a couple field goals. Yeah, you miss a couple field goals. That costs you, whatever, 6 points. You give up some long, long touchdowns on defense. That tilts the scoreboard a little bit. And you're not that good on third down. And they haven't been all year, and they were bad again yesterday. I think it was 3 for 13. So I guess that's how it happens. But, you know, they haven't been able to move the ball all year. And to move it as well as they did consistently yesterday and only walk away with 14 points, it's just another one of those head scratchers in a season full of them.
You talk about head scratchers. How about head rollers? Who's going to pay the price for this when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the question that's hanging over the team right now and for who knows how long it'll hang over the team.
Can you feel that when you're out there covering them?
No.
You can't? Okay.
I can't. No, and I don't – I was just talking to Tom Withers about this on the phone 2 minutes ago. I don't feel that in the locker room. Now – maybe it changes if they lose Thursday, right? They lose two games in 5 days, and then it feels like it's over, and who knows? The vibe changes. I've not sensed that at all this season. I get it. I get that the Haslams fire GMs and coaches. I get that the league is one where there's a lot of turnover every year, and guys get fired. I get that the Browns have fallen so short of expectations. It's unbelievable. I get the anger. I get all of it. I don't know that the right move is to fire everyone. I just don't. I keep pointing to the fact that they went to the playoffs a year ago with the same people. I don't think Kevin Stefanski is a worse coach than he was a year ago. And they've been to the playoffs. This is a franchise that's been terrible. We all know how bad it's been. And they've been to the playoffs twice in the previous 4 years. Now, that's not an excuse for this year. And I don't know if it saves anybody a job, but I do think that's worth remembering. And it's also worth remembering that this is a crazy league, and there's a lot of upheaval from year in, from 1 year to the next, and then things balance out or things correct themselves the following year. I guess my point is I don't think any of those major decisions should be made just based on 2-8. I think the decisions need to go way beyond that.
People don't want to hear that, Scott. Because I've said the same thing. I've said the same thing, and people scream like crazy.
I mean, I get it, but the instant gratification of, okay, they fired this guy, doesn't mean the next guy's going to be any better.
Thank you very much.
It doesn't mean that's the right move.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, I mean, it might be the right move. I'm not trying to make a huge defense for these guys. And if you wanted to, we could go into each guy. And I think they're separate. I don't think it's necessarily a package deal when we're talking Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
And see, I think that's a critical question that a lot of people are asking. You don't think it's a package deal?
I don't. I mean, I don't. I think they're two individual people. Andrew Berry is not directly in charge of Kevin Stefanski. I mean, Kevin Stefanski was hired before Andrew Berry. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're a package deal. Now, it complicates things, you know, if you want to go down this road. If Andrew Berry does not have a job any longer, then, do you force Kevin Stefanski on the next GM? Like, those are the kind of questions that are answered by every team. And, right. You know, Jacksonville's going through the same thing right now. So, you know, is it more complicated if you keep one and not the other? Certainly. But I don't think it's necessarily – I don't think it is a package deal. I don't think it should be a package deal if it winds up coming to something like that.
You think the defense quit on the team yesterday, fourth quarter?
I don't. And I know that that's – I'm just an anti-popular opinion guy. But
no, I'm just hearing that's why we're talking to you. You're right. That's why we love having you on.
But I got up and I rewatched the fourth quarter today. And that's when the quitting would have happened, because it's 14-14 going to the fourth quarter. And I didn't see it. I watched every play looking for examples of quitting. If you wanted to point at Juan Thornhill on the 75-yard touchdown, he's jogging. You could point to that. And I'll tell you what, if you watch every game and every player, when a guy thinks the play's over and he's not going to catch him, they're not running 100% any longer. That's just how it works in this league. I know on the long touchdown to Valdes-Scantling, it looks like Thornhill's jogging, and he's running, and he's jogging. So if you want to point it just at Thornhill and just on those two snaps, I'll listen. But I watched the rest of the defense. Now, Mamu Diabate makes a terrible decision to try to punch out the ball instead of pushing Hill out of bounds.
Exactly. Yeah, we were talking about that today, too.
Yeah, but that's not an effort issue. I mean, the guy's a second-year undrafted guy. He's not out there not playing hard. He just made a bad decision.
Yeah.
I get it. When the team's terrible and you give up a bunch of points in the fourth quarter, people want to say quit. I didn't see it. I didn't see it live. I went back and watched it and didn't see it, except for maybe that one or two isolated Thornhill things. And, again, I think you'd see the same thing with any team in the league on a long touchdown.
Scott Pinterak joining us, brownzone.com. You can read all of Scott's work as he covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Would you sign Jameis Winston, and would you sign him now for next year?
Don't you? This is such a great discussion, because a week ago, I listened to you guys every once in a while, right? It's, when's DTR going to play? And I get it. That's the roller coaster of the season. It's the roller coaster of Jameis Winston. But I would not rush to sign him right now. I think he's certainly in play to be your bridge guy in 2025. It's 2 out of 3 good starts for him. I do think it's fair to expect him to get better the longer he plays, and I think we forget that sometimes. He had not, he hasn't been a full-time starter since the beginning of 2022, or 2021. When it was 2021, I think. And then he tore the ACL. He started 3 games the next year and then got hurt again. So it's been a long time since he played a bunch of games or a bunch of snaps and was the guy. So I think it's natural to expect him to get more comfortable the longer he plays, the longer he stays in there. He certainly sparks this offense. He gives receivers a chance to make plays, and they're actually making some plays, which we didn't see in the first 6-plus games with Watson at quarterback. So I think he deserves a long look. I think he's on your list for next year, but I think it's still premature to rush to lock him in for 2025.
Is there any chance that more than a bridge? Because he is only 30 years old.
Yeah. And I think it helps to look around the league and, okay, well, Geno Smith has had, his career has been resurrected.
Sure.
There's examples of that around the league.
Darnold and in Minnesota Darnold, right now.
Right? I mean, right now, right? The one season. Yeah. Smith's done it longer. I certainly think that's possible. Now, your concerns are still always going to be there with Jameis, as he turns the ball over too much. Do you trust him playing and play out to make the right decision and not put you in harm's way? Like, I think that's a real concern. But, again, I'll look to that time when he was starting in New Orleans with Sean Payton as his coach, they went 5-2 when he threw 14 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So that good decision making is there, and I think, like, I don't think he's ever going to be a top 12 guy, but could he stabilize it and give you a chance to, like, go to the playoffs? Is he good enough there? I think you could make that argument.
What to do with Jed Wills? Jones is hurt. What are they going to do there?
That's awful.
I think, first of all, it's the Jones injury is terrible.
That's horrible.
Terrible for him. I think it's terrible for the organization because, in my opinion, they did not see enough of him at left tackle to make any kind of definitive decision. I thought he was fine, but when you talk to players and coaches, nobody's saying he lit it up. It's Kevin Stefanski said, "Oh, we saw some decent play." Has it been inconsistency? And you would have gotten a much, obviously, larger sample size and a better idea if he could be your left tackle of the future. Now, I don't think you know if you're Andrew Berry or whoever's making these decisions moving forward. So it's terrible for him, terrible for the organization. I think you got to go back to Jed Wills. Assuming the knee is healthy, you got to go back to him. He's a better player than Jermaine Ifedi. And he should be motivated because he's in the last year of his contract. He's probably not – I mean, I have a hard time figuring out a scenario where he returns here. So he could put 7 games of film – on tape and maybe go get a legitimate contract to go be a starting left tackle somewhere. So if he's healthy, I think he wants to be out there. I think they should put him out there and see how it goes. I've been a defended Wills more than most people. I think he's a legitimate starting left tackle in this league. He's not lived up to his number 10 pick. There's plenty of, if you want to question effort, you can point to him. His body language is bad. I still think he's a legitimate player in this league.
Scott, Bubba Ventrone, is he in trouble? I mean, to me, it feels like the special teams have gone backwards here. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how any of this is going to play out. And, right. You know, if Kevin Stefanski comes back, I would certainly expect there to be staff changes. We've seen staff changes when they've been good, right? We saw him blow up the offensive staff last year. So I would certainly think coming off whatever this season's going to be, there would be staff changes. And, I would certainly think Bubba would be part of those discussions. Special teams have regressed. You know, I don't blame any special teams coordinator for a kicker missing kicks.
Right.
You know, but I do point to special teams coordinator when you give up a 53-yard punt return in a close game in the fourth quarter that leads to a touchdown. That's on Bubba's unit. And we've seen that too many times this year. Now, they also have not been explosive at all in the kick return game, and maybe that's a personnel issue versus a scheme issue. But you can easily point to kick coverage, and they failed way too many times, and it got them in a big moment yesterday. And to me, I don't know how I'm going to phrase it or if I'll even get the chance to ask Kevin Stefanski this today, but the defense and special teams had been really good, and they've been bad this year. And it's hard to win like that, and I would like some kind of explanation for why anybody thinks there's been such a fall-off in those two key areas.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. The wide receiver play has picked up considerably since Jameis Winston has been a quarterback. Is it a mirage, or is Jameis unlocking something here that maybe Ken Dorsey was helping to unlock? I don't know. Jerry Jeudy looked really good. Elijah Moore made that terrific catch in the end zone. Cedric Tillman's numbers were a little down this week, but he's been outstanding since the Amari Cooper trade. What's the deal in your mind?
Well, it's certainly no coincidence that those receivers are playing better given the quarterback change. He gives them a chance to make plays. He gives them a chance to win one-on-one battles. He's finding guys that are open. I know he missed Njoku on the corner route, and you could see him on the sideline screaming when he saw it on the tablet. But I think he generally does a better job seeing the field than Watson did, and that enables guys to have chances, and then they've taken advantage of it. The Browns have really been high on Cedric Tillman, and he's starting to prove that confidence and that trust that they're right, that he is a legitimate player in this league. Jerry Jeudy can make plays in space, and we saw that in training camp, that if you get him out in space with the ball in his hands, he can do some damage, and he did that yesterday. I thought he had a chance to make a play late in the third quarter. Jameis threw a great pass on a go route, and there was contact with the defender, but the ball hit Jeudy right in the hand. You know, Elijah Moore, you know, he's been up and down and didn't get a lot of looks early. And then he gets a couple chances, makes a big, I think it was a fourth down catch. He makes a big touchdown catch when Winston finds him. So I think it's all about the quarterback giving these guys chances. And to me, it's just people always argued, or some people argued, well, you need to support Watson better. And I don't think that was the case. I think Watson didn't do anything to raise those guys around him. And Winston is, and it's the same group of guys, and Winston's giving them a chance, and they're making it work. And I do think it's you know, they're still a receiver short, probably. Right? I don't know if any of those guys are number ones, but they've shown that they can play. And you know, 395 yards, you don't do that without somebody catching the ball.
Scott, it's Jameis Winston right now. Last year, it was Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
The play of both of those guys and Jameis right now in a situation that's obviously not going well for anybody, this is showing that there's no way they can bring Deshaun Watson back next year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just one more piece of evidence, you know, that, yeah, it is about Watson. And it's not about injuries, and it's not about system, and it's not about supporting cast. It was about Deshaun Watson not being good enough. And yes, there's a million layers to that, and there's the suspension and the injuries and all that. But you certainly can't bring him back as the starting quarterback. He just hasn't been nearly good enough, and you're right. The Flacco slash Winston, and you can even point to Jacoby Brissett back in the day.
Yeah,
I think those are all examples of, yeah, somebody else is doing his job so much better.
All right, short week. Hostile environment. I don't even know. It might be like an away game for these guys on Thursday night, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of Steelers fans there.
Oh, it's going to be brutal. Although we're not mad. I'm not really mad at Browns fans if they want to sell their tickets. I'm going to be honest. Should we be mad at Browns fans? I don't think so.
I don't like to criticize fans for anything. They can do whatever they want. They can boo. They can cheer. They can not show up.
Yep.
You know, it's not like selling your tickets to the Cubs fans in the World Series, and even then you're getting a ton of money. So I don't know if I blame fans for that. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a bunch of Steelers fans. I'll tell you what, this feels like a game, it's going to sound silly maybe, that in short week, Steelers are coming off Pittsburgh, off the Baltimore game. It's a home game for the Browns. Like, it feels like a game the Browns have a legitimate chance to win. It's not a huge point spread.
Mm-hmm.
But Pittsburgh has found a way to win all these games, while all the Browns do is find a way to lose. So I don't know how you could feel any confidence that in a tight game in the fourth quarter, what makes you think the Browns are going to figure out a way to win against a Pittsburgh team that always figures out a way to win, or usually figures out a way to win.
Usually, and did yesterday. So yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. A pleasure, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Read Scott's work, brownszone.com, as he covers the Browns for the Chronicle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Telegram. Jameis Winston yesterday threw for 395 yards. I've liked Jameis since he was in Tampa. I think he's fun to watch. I think he's sometimes erratic. We know that. It's been so clear what a guy with an arm and some vision can do in this offense. Now, they've not put up points. That's clearly the missing ingredient here. Although, you know, there's been one game when they put up more than 18 points, and Jameis was the quarterback in that game. And that was against Baltimore, who held the Steelers to field goals yesterday. All that said, Jameis has been the starting quarterback here for three games. You ready for these, Andy? This is interesting.
Yep.
From yesterday alone, this is just yesterday in the NFL. Yesterday, 395 yards, second most passing yards yesterday in the NFL. 30 completions yesterday, tied for the most completions in the NFL yesterday. 46 pass attempts, they threw it a lot, tied for second most in the NFL. Three starts here for Jameis Winston. 965 passing yards in those three starts in the three-game stretch, last three games for quarterbacks in the NFL. Second most passing yards in the NFL over the last three games. 83 completions, third most completions. 133 attempts, second most. Three interceptions, tied for seventh.
Okay.
So guys have thrown more interceptions than Jameis, and there are, I think, four guys who have thrown three over the last three games, but he's thrown it more than they have. The interception reputation, though I'm not going to say isn't valid, hasn't really been on display. Yesterday, he threw it 46 times and didn't throw a pick.
Here's a problem I'm having, right? So I'm looking at yesterday's numbers, and I'm like, oh, he was 5 yards short of 400, right?
Yeah.
5 yards short. And do we even – and then I'm like, well, if you're moving the ball up and down the field that much, what's going on in the red zone, right? So you know where the Browns rank in red zone scoring attempts per game? Want to guess?
Tell me.
Dead last, 32nd. Chicago is 31st, and we're the only one that averages on the season less than two red zone attempts on offense per game. We're the only team in the NFL, 1.7. Chicago is above us at 31 at 2.3. You know, yesterday, two attempts inside the red zone on offense. And it's just, you know, I'm just looking at these numbers, and they're pathetic. Right, I mean, if he can move the ball up and down the field and we can't get into the red zone, what's that say?
I'm not putting that on the quarterback who's been the starter for three games.
No, I'm not either. I'm just saying, why can't we get into the red zone?
That's a fine question.
We got to score from outside the 20 all the time? Is that what we have to do?
I don't know. That's a fine question.
1.7.
All I know is,
come on.
He looks better.
It's embarrassing.
He clearly, obviously, we all know, he looks better than what Deshaun Watson looked in this offense. Deshaun didn't have a 200-yard passing game, and Jameis has three. And he has two 300-yard games out of his three starts.
Oh, man.
I would, without question, sign him. And if I could sign him now for next year, I would. I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll, you know, sit around and wait. All I'll say is this. He's here now. He's playing pretty good football at quarterback for this team. And if he keeps playing pretty good football for this team, somebody else might want him too. Then what do you do?
How do you juggle it around? Do we have contract complaints? I mean, contract reservations on this, on how to be able to afford him for
I don't know, and that's not my job. All I know is that they have lots of deep thinkers over there who have degrees in economics and finance and everything else, and they can figure out how to do it. What they need to figure out is, we need a quarterback on this team. How do we get one? Because Deshaun's not the guy. I mean, come on. We all know that. You want to really kill your fan base? Let Jameis walk out the door. Don't sign a guy like Sam Darnold. And I'm not glued on Jameis. What I'm glued on is the idea of a guy who can come in and make this thing work a little bit. If it's not Jameis, okay. Is it Sam Darnold? Okay. Is it Kirk Cousins because they're going to go with Michael Penix? Okay. All I know is it can't be Deshaun Watson if you're going to try and sell it to your fan base. Andy, you want to kill interest in the team? Going to training camp next year with Deshaun as your number one quarterback. You want to kill interest? That would do it, wouldn't it? And maybe he figures it out and plays well again one day. I hope for his sake he does. But you want to kill interest in your team?
This just didn't work. And you got to move on.
There it is.
They got to lean into it. Just go, you know what? Didn't work. Good luck. Take your cash. See you later. That's all.
Didn't work. James is in Detroit. James.
Hey, James.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to give you guys hope, because we had no hope in Detroit until one thing happened. And that was when Sheila took over the team from her brother and made him go back to Ford. So we did have an ownership change. And the first thing she did was hire the greatest linebacker in history, Chris Spielman, as the advisor. So it starts from the top and work its way down. Then Spielman brought in Holmes and Campbell.
That's because Campbell is just like Spielman. I mean, they're cut from the same cloth,
same
those
guy.
Two guys, yeah.
So that's where it starts. It doesn't start.
James, you broke up.
Then Holmes, well, it's because I'm in Pennsylvania now.
Okay.
I was driving through. So, but it starts there. And then Holmes starts drafting. You said your GM doesn't draft well. Well, look at Holmes' drafts. We got St. Brown in the fourth round. We got Branch, who's probably one of the best safeties.
All right, great. We're really happy for you today. We're excited for the we're just through the roof for the Lions. Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't need sympathy from Lions fans. I just don't.
It was today. Encouragement from a Lions fan.
Thank you. Appreciate sympathy. I mean, at least they won't put me to sleep this year on Thanksgiving.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 12:30. Sean's in Houston, Texas.
Sean, how are you?
I'm driving back from New Orleans, so I'm sad right now, and I'm glad I didn't close my eyes when I was woo-sawing with you.
I'm sorry, man. I just did. You feel a spiritual bond there? I could feel it. Like now, it's a whole new world out there.
Yeah.
It was magical. But yeah,
Thank you.
Like, look, like Jameis, by watching the game, what the hell else are we gonna do? I mean, like, I don't think Deion's gonna let us get Sanders. So what's the most expensive position in the NFL is quarterback. So just give me somebody I can get for the Chiefs for the next 2 to 3 years and build a team around him and draft some guy in the second round. I don't want to reach for a Mac Jones, Daniel Jones type guy. So get him. He's going to be cheap. The hell else are we going
to
do?
Well, hey, I've got one way to get Sanders if you want him. I have one way I think to hire his dad.
I was going to say either that or hope he doesn't go to the Cowboys next year.
It feels that way, doesn't it? But here's the thing. With his dad would be Pat Shurmur, wouldn't it? He's their offensive coordinator at Colorado. You ready for the return of Pat Shurmur if you're going to do that?
What difference would it make?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I'm just saying.
And Sean, I'm with you. I've watched Jameis for three games. I liked him, obviously, before they played him. But my thinking is, well, why wouldn't you bring this guy back and at the very least make him part of your quarterback group? At the very least.
Nothing else to lose. He's a professional backup that can start when you need him.
Exactly. Sean, thank you very much.
Thanks for playing.
And I'm not giving up the thought that he could end up actually being your starting quarterback for a number of years. I mean, look around at some of the reclamation projects. Geno Smith, as Scott Petrak brought up. Sam Darnold doing fine for now in Minnesota. You know, we'll see. Baker Mayfield doing fine in Tampa. There are a number of guys around the league, and you know they're going to get opportunities to be starters somewhere. Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Andy, the sky opened up for me when you...
Oh, good. I'm so happy for you. The rain clouds went away. Everything got warmed. Even with the Chiefs losing last night, you're okay with it, right?
You know what? And that's what I wanted to bring up today, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, Christopher Cross.
Going mellow there, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think one of the things I noticed is the gulf between the Browns and those two teams that played last night. It's huge.
You mean the Bills and the Chiefs, or do you mean the Chargers and the Bengals?
Well, thank you. Well, there's even a gulf between the Chiefs and the Bills against the Bengals and the Chargers. There's a gulf there, and then there's the big gulf between the Chargers and the Bengals to the Browns. It's huge, and it has everything to do with love of the game. I myself, this is going to be critical. I thought the Browns quit in the fourth quarter yesterday.
You're not alone. There's a lot of people that I can't tell you the text I got during the game. They're like, these guys are quitting. And I'm like,
They did quit. And I tell you what, I don't know what it would take, but whatever it takes to get Tayshaun Hill on your team, if he has a one-year contract, and I don't care what position he plays, get him on your team because he is worth every penny. But the bottom line is this organization with the people that we have in charge. I don't care who's wrong or right or whatever. They made a monumental mistake. And Andy, you said 5 years. Well, the 5 years that contract is in place, that's lost. Plus, it's going to take another 5 years at least to get them back on track. This organization right now, these people in control, do not deserve another shot. They need to go. We need to get new scouts in here. We need to get good people in here. You know, to win a Super Bowl, as we see with Shanahan, even though these boy wonders struggle getting to that final place, and myself, I would hire Belichick. Belichick has a time level that he can only coach to, and he'll set in a system that has been in the past going to the Super Bowl.
And although you could make the argument that's not paying off right now in New England, Bill.
Well, I get it. But I will tell you, I think, again, what you want, supposedly we have at least some of the cornerstones. That's what we're told all the time.
Yeah.
And I think at least when you have a guy that has been there and knows what it takes to get there and the consistency and puts in the playbook and all this type of stuff, and we're lacking just a few things, I think we can get there. This is not the way to go. If we continue with this administration, it will not happen, period. And I think everybody, you guys know it, everyone knows it. And I tell you, Jimmy, if he doesn't get it, then that's what we're just going to have to live with. And it's sad because you see the difference between the teams that are really competitive right now and where we're at, and it is not even close. Thanks, you guys.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much.
So let me say this is how
Bill,
you get.
Bill called the Browns we instead of the
good
Chiefs.
Good for him.
Well, that's something.
How do you get Bill Belichick? You make him the all-powerful ruler of the Browns. The Haslams don't say another word. They just cut checks, and then you move forward. He would have to be in charge of everything.
Sure he would.
That might be enticing him, and you'd probably have to give him as much cash as you gave Deshaun up front to get him to come back.
A lot of buzz that he's going to end up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I see that. Well, if they hang on to their GM, right?
A lot of buzz they're going to. Yeah, we'll see. Waverly Willis is with us, America's favorite barber.
Waverly, how are you, man? Are you okay? I want to make sure you're all right. You've had a crazy couple weeks, man.
I definitely have had a crazy couple of weeks. Yes, I am all right, and
good.
I appreciate you guys asking about that. Just some random dummy. I want to use some expletives, but I respect your show here.
Well, I'm concerned about you, because when I saw the story, I was like, oh, my God, I hope Waverly's okay. That's all.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay. My all team right. is okay. No one
good.
Got hurt.
The and guys, everybody in the shop, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, everybody's good. This is a great segue as to why I'm calling to say we need to keep Jameis Winston. And, you know, one of you guys called out the numbers for this past week as well as his last three games. And, I mean, everybody, he's labeled, just like Cleveland is labeled, unfortunately, the mistake on the lake. He's labeled as an interception throwing quarterback, but his numbers have looked pretty good amongst probably the top percentile in the NFL. Just the last game of the last three games I'm referring to. And then, but most important to me, as a business owner, is something called culture and synergy that's important. Now, we got to admit it, Cleveland is a hard sell. It's a hard sell, especially in the wintertime, for anybody to come here. And Jameis, he gives his pregame speeches, and to me, that resonates. That's letting his team know that he has confidence in him, and it's showing the fan base that he literally gives a damn and wants to be here. We got to consider that, and in my opinion, because a good attitude as well as a cancerous attitude both can spread throughout the team, and that's just my two cents, so we need to keep him.
Waverly, thank you. Stay safe, my friends, and all your customers as well.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, bye. Waverly. Appreciate that. I see competent quarterback play, and I think, why would you walk away from that? There's no excuse that the guy's 39 years old and we're going to walk away from it. He's 30 years old. Just seems to me I'd try and get it done now. And I know that's not likely. I would personally try and get it done now. But we'll see. Jameis has done a very nice job so far. And yet the team is 2-8, and yet they're not scoring points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.